The English Girl by Catherine Webb. Read by Anna Bentinck.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Bedford, England, October 1939. For 6 days after Uncle Godfrey came to visit, Joan's dad was patchwork. This was a term Joan herself had come up with herself because he reminded her of a rag doll at such times, missing some stuffing and with stitched crosses for eyes. Now Daniel used the term as well, though he was only 5 and didn't really understand. Joan was 7 and didn't really understand either. Their dad was usually a blur. He was almost always moving or making noise, singing or proclaiming, juggling apples, tap dancing on the chipped brown tiles of the kitchen floor. But when he was patchwork, he was quiet, all but silent, and moved as though he'd forgotten where he was going. His shoulders slumped, his face went slack. He stopped shaving and bathing and wore the same pullover all week. It didn't happen very often, and Joan hated it more than anything. It felt as though the world was ending. Joan's dad, David, was a small, slight man. He had a long face with clear blue eyes, behind wire-framed spectacles, deep creases in his cheeks from his smile, and mousy hair that he combed back with Brill Cream. He smelt of tobacco, shaving soap, and menthol for his...